Department of Veterans Affairs says they'll release the entire source code for their Vista health record system to the open source world. One of the reasons VA CIO Roger Baker's doing it is so other healthcare organizations can use what VA has done. Ed Mars, a former deputy CIO and chief technology officer at the VA, now with CSC, and here to talk about this move. Ed, good to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm great, Francis. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you very much for coming on today. This is a big deal, isn't it? This isn't just something that kind of slides under the radar screen at the around Labor Day and nobody pays any attention to it. This is big stuff.
Yeah, right. This is a big deal, and I think it has the potential to really change how government contracts for and works with the industry folks to develop software and meet their mission needs.
Do you think there are some folks at VA that are maybe scared about the idea that we're just going to tell everybody how we're doing things? Because it's directly contrary to the way that most IT projects have been run. I mean, you know better than I do about the idea of this is proprietary, man. We got to keep this a secret. We can't let anybody know what we're doing.
Yes, you're right. It is. This is change. This is real change, and it's change for everyone. And I think Roger has been really very aware of that, and has done a tremendous job internally selling this and convincing folks that this is really important to the future of the VA mission. He's also done a great job of getting his top management support. His biggest supporter is Secretary Shinseki and Deputy Secretary Scott Gould. While this is a big deal, you're absolutely right. The management team has been able to, I think, do a really good job of convincing folks at all levels that this is about the next generation mission. And taking care of this generation of veterans. So I'm really very talking to my former colleagues and good friends who are still in there. I'm really very optimistic about how well the VA is accepting this change.
How do you bring a vendor along with the idea that you're gonna help us develop this code, and then we're just gonna give it away for anybody to look at?
Well, you know, it's like a lot of things, Francis. You know, it may seem strange until it doesn't. You know, quite honestly, it isn't that hard to understand. The VA is the customer, and for many years they've been buying this software. They just haven't done it in a manner that made it available to everyone else. But it's public domain. You're paying for this. I'm paying for this. And the notion of somehow that doesn't translate to sharing it with the people who actually paid for it. You know, it's just a new way of looking at things. And I really think once you shake your head once or twice, you realize, hey, this is a good idea.
What will this mean for people, too, who want to look at this code and try to build something that either works for the VA or works for maybe another healthcare organization that wants to do something similar?
Well, what Roger's doing in the process of taking care of his mission needs, what he's doing is he's creating this brand new, vibrant, state-of-the-art marketplace that anybody can come play at. And so I think, again, it's a mind shift as the vendor community realizes what's happening and thinks about it and embraces it. It's really this incredible foundation. It's this incredible marketplace that Roger's creating. And they can then take this. Again, they paid for it, too. And they can then take this and build on it, add their special sauce, add their magic secret stuff on top of this. And open source allows that. And as I said, you know, it's just this this way of leaping forward and allowing the best minds from all the various constituencies to work together to develop this next-generation software.
There was a message that I read between the lines, and I want you to tell me if I'm off base on this, too. There's a message here that says, if a system that handles some of the most sensitive information that the federal government has, which is the personal health records of veterans who've served this country, if something that handles that information can go open source, then there's probably very little in the federal government that couldn't go open source. Am I off base there?
No, you're dead on. And I don't think that's any big secret. I think, more and more as people take a look at what open source really is and get rid of some of their prejudices and their old way of thinking about it, they'll see that this is a vibrant community. The whole industries are predicated on open source. The three-letter identifier community has been using open source for quite some time, very satisfactorily. And when you, again, step back from how you've been doing business all these years and you take a look at it and you realize there's just as many smart people working on proprietary software as are working on open source software, it's at the end of the day, it's making computers do what you want it to do for you. So it's really just another way of doing it with some changed rules on how you go about developing it and how you go about using it. Just keep in mind what Roger really has done here. If you take the old process, which is the notion of you put out an RFP, many people bid on it, you select down, so you pick one person or one organization, and they do all your the development. Think what Roger's doing here. What he's doing is the exact opposite. He's opening it up to everyone to come play. He's not limiting it to one company or one group of companies. He's opening it up to the entire community to come work here and develop the next greatest, best line of code. So it's really a complete mind shift, and I really think it's the wave of the future.
Always appreciate having you on, getting your insight, Ed. Great to talk to you.
Anytime, Francis.
Ed Marr of CSC, my guest on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.